Yeah.
Oh, we're ready? Engineer says it's time. He was the king of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. And he lives and shall live forever on the show with no name.
His birthday's coming up here in just a couple of days, January 9th. Elvis P. Elvis the king of
the
rock
pelvis.
And roll.
The pelvis. The
would have been, what, 47, 48 years old?
Close to 50, yeah.
48. He'd have been 48 years old.
Yep, and still rocking.
Well, on August 16th of 1977... I think, 79.
77.
Don't remember.
77.
They found Elvis Presley in the bathroom.
Face down on the tiles.
Apparently had a rough day on the tennis court. Hit himself in the leg with a tennis racket and had to go in and sit on the toilet.
Had over 17 different chemicals in his body at the time.
Show with No Name team paid tribute to that great entertainer.
The king of rock and roll.
Later on this hour, we're going to try and contact L. In that big world beyond, we're going to suspend a trumpet here in the room. Is it here?
Yeah, the trumpet is here. We are ready to turn the lights off here and pool our collective psychic resources and try to contact the king.
Get the old paranormal muscles cranking out here.
Yeah,
huh?
If you could, Doug. QMF, good morning.
Who are you to be talking about Elvis Presley? He was not a drug addict and he did not eat too many Twinkies.
Well,
I'll come down that radio station and beat you with my Elvis statuette I bought at Graceland when I was down there.
Don't,
sir. He was the king of rock and roll.
Just a parody.
Who the hell do you two punks think you are talking about the greatest man that ever lived?
Well,
calm down,
sir. He bought Cadillacs for people. He loved Jesus. He sang gospel songs.
Just a radio show, sir.
One hell of a man.
Calling
fun. Bigger man than you will ever
we're
be.
Just kidding,
you
sir. We'll stop.
Right,
all right, all right, all right. We'll
you.
Stop.
Well,
all right, don't hurt anybody. We won't pursue.
We'll stop the Elvis thing right now. Hey, what would Elvis say if he were alive today?
Exactly. Ah, boy, Elvis Memorial time, 14 after 7 on the show with no name.
Here's that Elvis Memorial forecast again.
Turning the lights off here very shortly to try to conjure up the actual spirit of...
Good morning, boys!
Hey!
Hey! Good show today! I've been out in the truck listening. I loved Elvis.
Thank
he was the king.
Yeah.
Say, you boys want some Elvis memorabilia?
What do you got, man?
I got a bag of pills out in the truck that Elvis never got around to taking.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You stupid. I'm sick and...
Yeah, bad. Just get out of here and close the door, man. Talk about that. We got to get a lot.
That guy is a liar, no doubt about it.
21 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the...
Say!
What?
How about some Elvis rolling papers and a hound dog roach clip?
Get out of here.
Oh, that's not real.
Get out of here, man. Talking about that on our show.
96 QMF, it's 7:40 Elvis Presley Memorial time.
Here's that Elvis Presley Memorial forecast. Partly sunny. Hot. Humid, high today in the low 90s. It's 71 degrees out now. 6 years ago today, Elvis Presley was found face down on his bathroom floor. And we're going to contact E right here on the show with no name.
Speak to us, L. E.
We have a trumpet suspended here in the studio this morning through which Elvis's voice should be emanating shortly.
This is the show with no name, L. Speak to us.
The lights are low. Come on. Uh-oh.
I hear something coming through the trumpet. Oh, God. This is it. Carrie, this is it. This is it. This is it. E.
Wait a minute.
Elvis. Yeah,
look in the trunk. Trumpet there.
Elvis, we feel your presence.
El.
He's with us.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Huh. I can feel a king, too.
Elvis, we know you're with us. Can you materialize here in the studio, El?
No, sir, I can't.
Elvis!
That's him, man. Don't panic, Gary. You'll blow the vibration, he'll leave.
Elvis.
Speak, just ask him a question.
Elvis, can you tell us what God looks like?
No, sir, I can't.
Elvis.
Hell.
What's it like in rock and roll heaven, E?
Terrific. It's really beautiful country up here.
Oh, jeez. Ask him a question.
Listen, El, do you entertain the other dead people up there?
Well, I think every performer likes to work to a live audience.
Yes. E, do you still use the rock and roll sock when you entertain in rock and roll heaven?
Well, I mean, I would make it would look pretty funny out there without one. But
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Al, since you left, a band called Crocus has sort of taken your place at the top of the heap. They're the number one rockers in the world.
They've stepped into your shoes, Elvis.
Have had a slew of hits over the years, too, and have totally almost wiped out your image here on the planet, Al.
Elvis, could you please, we know you are aware of them, could you describe the music of Crocus?
I would say it would be spiritual music.
Oh, yeah, me too, Al.
He's heard him.
Well, listen, Al, Crocus has opened a lot of doors on this planet. What do you think about all this new, fresh rock of the 80s?
Best new progressive.
Space age, cosmic
30,
rock of tomorrow.
Steps ahead. You're
keeping
behind.
Ahead and
never left.
What do you think of that, Al?
I mean, if the disc jockeys didn't play it, the people couldn't hear it, so they wouldn't know what was happening.
See, he's still profound, still heavy.
Oh, Al.
Well, you know, heavy duty, heavy.
Well, listen, Al.
Thinker.
Do you care to comment on the fact that your daughter Lisa is planning to donate all your riches to the Moonies?
No, sir, I can't.
E, could you perhaps tell us how much did you weigh, L, when you went through the stage in Las Vegas?
No, sir, I can't.
How about those Dodgers, Elvis?
No, sir, I can't.
Did Colonel Parker ever see you naked, L?
No, sir, I can't.
What time is it, Elvis? L.
Al,
no, sir, I can't.
Elvis.
There's a problem with the transmission.
Must be, Elvis. Somebody, Al, can you hear me, Al?
No, sir, I can't.
See, he can't talk. Obviously, somebody just came in the room.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, there's somebody standing next to him, probably, like KGB.
Yeah, St. Peter, Gabriel.
Somebody. Elvis, you can't talk to us right now? Is that it?
No, sir, I can't.
Oh, I see.
Let's put the trumpet down, and we'll talk to Al again. Apparently somebody came in the room. Elvis can't talk.
What an experience.
Isn't this wild?
Oh,
is
Lord.
This incredible? Yeah, I think Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper walked into the room and blew the transmission.
Oh, so I thought there was, you know, St. Gabriel or somebody come in and said, "That's enough, Al." Like a press agent, you know, you've told him enough.
That
out of the
be.
Room.
That could be. What a moment. Seance on the show with no name.